Disaster victims and scams. What you need to know. Scammers exploit disaster victims. Unfortunately, scams are prevalent after disasters like floods, fires, and earthquakes. Criminals know that victims are more susceptible to attacks when they are affected and vulnerable. If you or a loved one has been affected by a recent disaster, being knowledgeable can help prevent scams from happening. Scams can come in all forms, though they all disguise themselves as something that could potentially help a disaster victim. Here's what you need to know and what you can do to prevent it from happening. Avoiding FEMA and government agency scams. FEMA is usually the first agency to provide help after a disaster. They'll inspect homes, provide paperwork, and support those in need. FEMA employees should have a laminated ID to prove their identity. You can also contact FEMA directly to inquire about an agent's name. Remember that FEMA assistance occurs when you've requested their help most of the time. Experiencing a visit or a call without you initiating anything is a red flag. When they begin asking for money or financial information, hang up and cut contact. Verify the information with the relevant government agency. Once you've verified their identity, you'll know how to approach the situation next. You can choose to ignore the scammers, call the authorities, or seek out help from the actual agencies that can provide it. Home improvement scams. Another common scam that occurs after a disaster is related to home improvement. Someone will knock on your door and say they saw you needing help with your property. You may have experienced damage noticeable to the eye. There's also a chance that these scammers will try to approach anyway without prior knowledge, as long as they know a disaster affected the area. They'll promise you services in exchange for money and will never return. Before hiring them, ask questions and check their identities and licenses. You can also check prices with similar contractors to see if they're offering something fair. If something seems off, they're likely scamming you, pretending to be a charity. Fraudulent charities tend to target people paying attention to the disaster. Not necessarily the victims, but others they'll know will donate to the cause. You'll find them everywhere, disguising themselves as legitimate charities to use people's compassion. Before giving your money to an unknown charity, check websites to see if they are indeed telling the truth. You'll find websites that can verify their identities. Another tactic they use is crowdfunding websites. The issue with these is that you're never going to get a guarantee that they're using the money for what they promised. The crowdfunding website will do nothing to verify their actions, so you won't know where the money's going. Research is your best option to avoid getting into a scam like this. It's better to give to a well-known reputable charity than an unknown one who approached you. Mortgage scams. After a disaster, scammers may try to take advantage of the damage to your home by offering modification or repayment plans. They'll pretend to be another servicer and try to close a deal without consulting your previous mortgage holder. You'll find these people begin assisting and convincing you to use the money after a disaster. The best approach here would be to approach your mortgage servicer and ask for their help, rather than someone you don't know. If you don't like the terms, you can begin going to other reputable lenders instead of trying your hand with a random person who approached you. False insurance claims. Filing for an insurance claim is common after a disaster. After all, you have insurance to help cover these damages in the first place. When someone contacts you through whatever means, always verify their identity first. Contact your policy provider or the insurance company and ask for information about the person. Only after you've verified their identity can you engage in any business. Do not give payments or provide personal information until you've made the verification. People claiming to be insurance agents are more common than you think when disaster strikes. Protecting yourself against scams. Scams will break apart if you ask questions or learn more about them. They want to capitalize on opportunities by pressuring you into a decision before you've thought about it. The first thing you should do is to take a step back after you've gotten an offer. Scammers will try to get a quick score and run. Some will back away when you say you want to think about it. You can begin turning the tables around if they're still brave enough to continue the scam. Ask questions, check their licenses, and research them. You should also avoid giving out personal information to anyone. Even legitimate agencies don't need to ask for your social security number or bank account details. If you suspect someone may have gotten your information, you can freeze your record. This bars scammers from any access to your finances. The final thing you can do is to report scammers when you encounter them. Go to your local law enforcement agency, and they'll begin investigating the matter. You can also report scams to the following agencies: State Attorney General, National Center for Disaster Fraud, Federal Trade Commission. Stay vigilant. Disaster victims and scams unfortunately often go hand in hand. Don't rush into making big financial decisions after a disaster. When it comes to your money, you should stay level-headed as much as possible, as there are predators who'll try to take advantage of your emotions. By taking time, researching, and asking questions, you can avoid scams that have tricked many victims. All you need to know is how to spot them and what to do afterward. A little research goes a long way when it comes to proving legitimacy. When more people are aware of these scammers, the less it will happen over time.